Lowe's knows how to help make your home holiday ready for less. Get Select Style Selections vinyl flooring for just $1.99 per square foot and have it installed before the festivities begin. Our team can help you every step of the way. See a Lowe's Red Vest associate or visit lowes.com/holiday install to get started. Lowe's, we help, you save. Basic install only. Date restrictions apply. Subject to availability. Install by independent contractor. See associate for details. Contiguous U.S. only.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Merkle Media.
I guess it's time to go back in time.
Are you telling me you built a time machine out of a DeLorean?
Time is but a stubborn illusion.
I have a lot of memories of the past.
People are time traveling within themselves.
Time travel is possible.
This was all circulating around the base that a giant had been killed, but no one was supposed to talk about it.
I saw three long bony fingers reach up underneath the door, curl up to grab it, and then disappear.
When he came over to me, dude, he slithered over to me.
And this giant comes out of the cave and they're all frozen. And he starts running and firing at this giant. Well, the giant moves. He's got a spear in one hand and he's running really fast and spears Dan and holds him up like this. Somebody yells, shoot him in the face, shoot him in the face. They basically decapitate him.
Got closer. When he got about 15 yards away from me, I raised that 12 gauge and I blow his head off.
I feel something pulling at my leg, and I look over, and there are two small gray entities pulling at me, and they're literally, I'm getting pulled off the bed.
I reach my hand into this bush, and I touch air. Couldn't breathe, and I couldn't move, because I know I'm seeing a monster.
Okay, I reload it!
Yep.
Welcome to the show, everybody. You're listening to The Confessionals. I'm your host, Tony Merkel. Thanks for being here. If you have a crazy, wild experience you want to share with me on the show, go ahead and shoot me an email. My email address is contact@theconfessionalspodcast.com. That's contact@theconfessionalspodcast.com. Or go to the website, theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the contact section, and you can reach me that way as well. Either way works for me, just get a hold of me. If you want to hear more shows on a weekly basis, on Thursdays, we drop member-only exclusive content on the website and the Castos app. If you want to have that content plus ad-free listening for Tuesdays and the overtime segments when they're available for the Tuesday shows, you want to become a member at theconfessionalspodcast.com. Hit that join button and become a member today. Also, we have Expedition Dogman. I've been getting people emailing saying they've never seen it before and they're glad I mentioned it. So those are people who are saying, stop talking about Expedition Dogman. I will not, because other people have never heard of such a thing and they deserve to know too. So Expedition Dogman, available right now on Amazon, Tubi, and on demand at Merkle.media. It is a film that we made in Kentucky at the Daniel Boone National Forest, where I took my team to hunt for the Dogman from episode 335, Dog vs. Dogman. It is based off of that story. So if you want to check it out, go ahead, Amazon, Tubi, or on Merkle.media on demand. All right, friends, listen, we got a great show coming up here today. We have Daniel Duvall coming on the show today, and Daniel comes on to talk about satanic ritual abuse connected with the CIA and how that is also known as MKUltra. He has found himself as somebody who these victims come to, and he helps them and counsels them through the process of recovering memories and what to do with them. Daniel Duvall has a ministry called Brides Ministries International, and he does a lot of work globally. And also, he believes in all the weird stuff too, like us. So he's a great person to come on the show and talk about everything. And we had him on today. So let's get to Daniel Duvall right now. All right, today we have Daniel Duvall on the show. Daniel, how are you, sir?
Fantastic. It's a good day.
And it is a great day. You and I were talking a little bit here, and I just want to kind of share, it's a little repeat for you, but I just want to let the audience know. The audience knows, you know, I used to drive tractor trailer for a living. That's how I started all this stuff, just driving around all day and coming home at night and podcasting. Since I quit driving truck, I don't get to listen to many podcasts. And a lot of people ask me, what podcast do you listen to? What kind of you recommend? I'm like, mine. That's all I can tell you because I don't listen to anybody else's anymore. But when I was driving around and had, you know, 12, 14 hours a day to listen to stuff, I stumbled across you on Apple somehow. It just happened. And you were one of the few people that I had come across to that point that were talking about all the weird stuff. You are a Christian. And you weren't afraid to go deep into the details of these things and actually flesh it out and say, hey, this is going to get really weird and that's okay. You know, let's discover truth, you know? And so you, before we get too far into it though, I want to let people know, actually I'll give you the opportunity to let people know who you are as far as like your ministry goes. And, you know, if they want, after they're done listening to this conversation, they're like, I got to hear more of this guy. Where can they find you?
I started off as basically a blogger, I guess you could say. I was doing like a weekly email, and I wrote a book, which then prompted me to start a website. After that, I started Bright Ministries in 2012 when people started offering to support what I was doing. And basically, that just helped me to get the equipment I needed to start a podcast. That was Discovering Truth, which was extremely unsuccessful in the first iteration. I mean, I think I had a few hundred listeners or something like that. But, you know, it did not despise the day of small beginning. We grew from there. And after I laid down the ministry and picked it back up in 2015, Bride Ministries became the seed of what it is today, which is an outreach of the kingdom of God for the equipping of the saints in a lot of areas, but one of those especially focuses on the needs of survivors of satanic ritual abuse and dissociative identity disorder. And we're raising up an army of people to meet the need, because healing from a background that is that traumatic is not easy. Same with human trafficking, and often those two worlds intersect, and it extends right into the worlds of Rosicrucianism, Freemasonry at the top levels, other secret societies such as the Order of the Golden Dawn, even, you know, the Illuminati themselves. Like, this is the world of dissociation, mind control, the creation of super soldiers for the execution of New World Order objectives, and through the tool of mind control, which has been refined heavily on a technological side since World War II and the Hitler era. And we have gone headfirst into this world as a deep dive to basically be the hands and feet of Jesus, because if there's a hurt, Jesus wants to heal it. And it doesn't matter how intimidating the problem is. So that's been a major thrust of our ministry. We've been at the cutting edge of figuring out what they've done, how to undo it with the power of God. And in the course of that, I've worked with many people from around the world of coming out of different cults and backgrounds, government projects. I have a lot of insider information as a result of that. With that said, we have a ministry called Bride Ministries. It's www.bridemovement.com. And I mean, we have so much to offer. We actually have a 100-point slideshow that we have volunteers take people through to help explain like where everything is, because we have such a robust platform. But that's the starting point. And our my personal platform is at danduval.com. And that has nothing to do with the church. It's just my stuff. And that's where we have the podcast. And we link a couple of other things, including a program we call Overcomer Accelerated. But there you go.
So Bride Ministries, so are you heading up a church? Is that right?
Bride Ministries is a church. We actually have an 8.5-acre property down here in Katy, Texas. We're building that out as we speak. So we do have both a local church, and then that is exported into our internet community all over the world every week. And in addition to that, we have coaches that we have trained, which do deep inner healing and deliverance ministry. We have a deliverance portal, which I believe is a first of its kind, world-class resource for people needing heavy-duty deliverance from everything from alien groups and evil councils to artificial intelligence to fallen heavenly powers and fallen angels. I mean, it covers things. Our resources cover a wide gamut of problems. And so all of that and more is linked right from that website.
So what does your congregation look like? I mean, you're not the typical pastor in any stretch of the imagination, and your congregation knows this. So do they come in knowing who you are, or do they wander in off the street and they're like, hey, this guy's weird, but I like him?
You know, I think most of our congregation locally found us online before they joined us. Now, we do get people that have just walked in, and some of them are the most amazing people in the world, and they've just had to acclimate, and have their whole worldview shatter, and they usually end up having to go back after our church services and listen to lots of podcasts and past church services, to figure out what they are now sitting in. But, you know, we don't apologize for who we are. We actually sponsored the annual report release for the Human Trafficking Advisory Council for the United States. And we had to go to DC for that. And it was so interesting because, you know, I'll tell you, even though the conversation that we're having may sound fringe and on the edge, God is moving heavily right now, and he's exposing a lot, and there's something that absolutely devil cannot do. He cannot stop the redemptive process that God is authoring to the people that have been broken over this nonsense, and he's putting folks that are, you know, willing to go for it out there in front, and we're part of that, and so we're getting more exposure. In fact, when we sponsored that event, they sent emails all over the Washington, D.C., talking about Bride Ministries and Bride. Like, can you believe these people are sponsoring this event? It's like, yeah, well.
We are.
It happened.
Yeah. Wow, that's really cool, man. I was browsing through your website and I saw about the church and I was like, that is a church I wouldn't mind visiting one day. So, but I mean, I really don't have to because I can watch it online. You put a lot of stuff online and your teachings are, I think, all over the place. Now you mentioned about kind of how you got started here, and I want to kind of focus in on this government-sponsored mind control victim. You know, I've talked about MK Ultra on the show a lot of times. I've had some people on the show that were MK Ultra victims. I usually put that up for members because I made the mistake once of putting somebody up that it was just a public show and they got hammered because people aren't the general person stumbling across the show listening. They're not thinking about MK Ultra and the depths of that. And what it, to them, they just hear some crazy person with a fantastical story. And it really kind of bothered that person. And so from that point forward, I just like, you know what, we're going to put this to a group of people that I know will understand it a lot more. But you started working with these people, and I'm assuming it was from the blog days. They found you and it reached out to you.
No, I started working with survivors because when I started the podcast, I had already been listening to some super soldier testimonies, primarily on YouTube. And as I was listening to those, I said, you know, this is a world that needs to be exposed, because if we're ever going to understand the depths of the plan of Satan to destroy mankind and to come against Jesus Christ and God, and then we're going to have to get that plan from the people that are closest to it, because whatever these people are writing in their books and saying, these end time Bible scholars and all, I think they're looking through a very limited lens. And it's all based on their scholarship and their this, but what about firsthand knowledge, right? And so I began to connect some dots, and I realized early on, I said, you know, we're never going to be able to get the full story unless we're able to help these people who have the memories that connect them to the deeper plans of the kingdom of darkness, the Illuminati, the Luciferians, the people that are working with the powers of the heavens. And if I'm going to understand this, then I'm going to have to be part of the solution. And that's really what was my initial conclusion that prompted me to move in that direction. And I said, well, I don't know how to be part of the solution, because I don't know necessarily how to help these people. I don't think, like, I met a super soldier and they're like, yeah, I don't have all of my memories. I don't know what to do with you, like, back then. But I said, but I can help you share what you do know. And so I started looking for someone that would share their story on my podcast, which was not listened to very much. And I did. I found a woman, and we worked for months just to put her story together that she knew. And then we told it in 7 parts. Which I've since taken down, because that ended up backfiring. I'm not going to get into all of that. But that was the first. And after we did a 7-part series on her story, she also became my first client, because she trusted me. And I said, you know, I don't necessarily know what I'm doing, but if you're willing to try, I'm willing to try. And we did. And I remember the first week, I just asked, you know, is there anyone on the inside that wants to talk to me? Another personality came up and said, yeah, my name is, you know, and off we went. And so there was a lot of divine interventions after that. A lot. I mean, if you want to open the book on the supernatural, we could go there and I could tell you a whole lot. But there was a lot of supernatural interventions, and there was a lot of people that began to come as a result of what we were learning, what we were able to articulate and understand. And over the years, it just expanded. People found out that we were having great success, told more. I mean, eventually I had more clients that I knew what to do with. And it didn't take long. And we've only grown from there, which is why now I train. I mean, we have trained dozens of people to do what I do with the tools that I've created. And we've helped thousands of people. And we're believing God for tens and then hundreds.
Wow. What was that like? The first time you sit down, you ask that question, and another alternate personality or whatever comes forward, were you kind of taken back by that? Was it expected? I think you said it was your first time, right?
Well, it's kind of like, you know, if you get something, right, like a project or whatever, they say, this is the instruction manual, put it together and it will do this. And so you've never put it together before, but you know that it's supposed to work. So you start putting it together, and then you get finished, like, ah, I finished my project. And then you push the button and it turns on. You're excited. Like, oh, it turned on. It's kind of like that. It's like, I know that this should produce a result, because I had some information by that time. But when it actually happens, then it's like, oh, okay, this is happening. All right, let's see where this goes.
Yeah. It's like, it seems like something like that would be a very much of a marker in life. It's like, okay, we're going down this path now, and we made the decision to make a right here, and there's no turning back now. And from there, it's just a roller coaster. And I think it is supernatural the way it's come together for you so quickly. I mean, you mentioned earlier 2015. I mean, that's not that long ago. It seems like your life has completely changed in less than 10 years.
Oh, totally. In 2015, Bride Ministries had no support because I had just relaunched it. We were so broke. I started giving myself a small salary through the ministry just to demonstrate like that I had a W-2. So every week I would pay myself a couple hundred bucks and then tithe that couple hundred bucks back into the organization so I could do that. And I mean, I literally just paid taxes to, it was so, we were so, I mean, it was nothing. It was like nothing, right? So then that year, because of the podcast, because we started some online Bible studies on it, we grew to like maybe, I don't know, $50,000. Like we didn't even raise that. It was less. And the next year, we raised a couple hundred thousand just from 2015 to 2016. I'm not going to talk about where we are now because it's a completely different world. But God is really blessed, and he's blessed the effort because I believe that we are reaching into a people group and a problem set that God is very, very passionate about. If the people are hurting for ways they don't even understand, I mean, people have been uploaded with technology, people have been hybridized, people have had their consciousness swapped, people have been taken to 20 and backs, they've been taken off planet and have their memories wiped by alien entities. They have been programmed. They have been ritualized in the basements of homes of family members and uncles and cousins and then dissociated from the knowledge of that. They can't remember their childhoods. They're having sexual dysfunction. They're going through deep depressions that they can't explain. I mean, all over the country, this stuff is so prolific and it's gone so far, farther than just about anyone wants to admit. It extends to the highest levels of our government because I have plenty of clients that have seen, you know, presidents, prime ministers, the Pope, congressmen, judges, you know, at the rituals, at participating in all of this stuff. And there's so many broken lives that they're not believed. They're medicated. They're told everything they that could lead to healing is fake, and the reason why they're going to get locked up in a state asylum, and all of that is broken the heart of God, and God is really passionate about these people, of which there are many, 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 finding the hope and the peace that they deserve, and so in signing up to be part of that team, let me tell you, God is blessed. He has made a way.
Yeah, absolutely. Clearly. And I feel the same way. I told the story on the show before to the audience. I was driving my tractor trailer down Germantown Pike into Philadelphia, and the Holy Spirit spoke to me and told me I was going to podcast, and I was going to work with a very specific person who then a month later, who I'd never talked to before in my entire life, called me out of the blue. And in the first conversation has encouraged me to start podcasting. He became my best friend. And here we are 6 years later, as of today, actually, as of this recording, it's been exactly 6 years since I launched this podcast. And wow. It's just been a constant reminder, this whole journey that I've been on, that this is something that wasn't just started. Like I was in a point in my life where I was really struggling with finances. We were getting ready to lose our house and all that. And I was looking for something that I could generate an alternative income next to the truck driving stuff. And I was like, well, God told me to do this. I'm going to do it. And then, you know, here it is. It's actually my job now, but it all started from God speaking to me. And so I kind of feel where you're coming from on that. It's just like, it's been a blessed path. And before I left Pennsylvania to move to Tennessee, I was talking with a pastor and I suggested to him that, you know, what I do talking to all these different types of people, in itself is a very neglected community from the church of outreach. And he said to me that it's because we don't know how to relate to them. And I was like, it's true, probably, but we should probably learn how to relate to these people since they're people and God loves them too. So, yeah. So I have a tremendous amount of respect for what you're doing. I think it's really cool for you to have shared that as far as like how God has just kind of taken from one point to the next level, and nothing's beyond his reach because it's all his to begin with. So it's whatever he decides to give us is what we're blessed with. So
I bet you've probably been to the doctor's office in the past few months. I bet you had to hand over personal info, like your insurance, your ID, maybe even your social security number. And I bet you weren't thinking about how your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal information. If any one of them isn't careful, it's a good bet they could accidentally expose your details to hackers and identity theft, putting you at risk. Fortunately, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back, with plans covering up to $3 million for stolen funds and expenses. Don't take chances with your personal info. Help protect it even when it's out of your hands. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code IHEART. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You're talking about, you know, mind control victims, super soldiers. I got to look around for a super soldier, by the way, to have on the show again. I haven't had one in a while, but there's plenty of them out there, as you know. Let me ask you this before I move on. How prevalent in our world do you think these victims are? I mean, is it that, do you think that God has brought a lot of these victims to you? Or do you think that it's a combination of that and the fact that there's just so many people who have been abused like this throughout the world that there's just, it's staggering. It's almost unbelievable for somebody who doesn't look into these kind of things.
That's a very complex question, and I'll explain why. It's because of the infusion of technology and the the access granted through something called bloodline iniquity, which is a conversation that the occultists understand, that God understands, but the common person does not understand. And so let me, I guess, start this conversation here. So all throughout history, you have a situation where people are being tortured and traumatized and going through really, really hard things, right? And God, he knew when he created man that we were going to go through really, really tough stuff. And so God gave man an ability to do something called dissociate. That's how we can go through something very, very difficult and then keep living afterwards, even if we don't have the capacity to process what we are surviving in the moment. So, I mean, let's say, you know, a bomb goes off down the street from your house, God forbid, right? So the bomb goes off, shard of glass flies through your house, wife dies. Wow, that's really traumatic. But you have two kids. Those two kids need to be taken care of. Now you got to get them to safety. You got to get yourself to safety. You got to move. And then, you know, once you get to safety, like, life changes, right? Your job may not be there because your town isn't there. Like, there's other considerations to be made. You may need to go a couple of weeks or months before you can stop and process the deep pain fully about, I lost my wife in this trauma. So how do you do that? You dissociate it. That's what the natural, normal person does. It's just built into our design. Well, mind control is all about hijacking normal process that is designed into the human nature. So it's a hyper-expression, I guess you could say, or a disorder or a disuse of the natural dissociative capacity. So when you have like a child in a project and they're ritualized and traumatized, raped, beaten, and tortured over and over and over again in a pattern over a period of years, especially prior to the age of seven, the mind fractures around that. Literally, a split will happen where a part of the soul will break off from the rest. It will develop its own identity, personhood, mind, will, emotions, belief system, everything, even accent at times, and an ability to turn on and off different genes in the body. So you can have an alternate personality that may be an inch taller than the presenting personality, have a different eye color. All of these things, they've been, this is observable science when it comes to dissociation. And they will begin to live in the body, but it's a completely different personality. So with mind control, what you have is the ability to use extreme repeated trauma to not only get alternate personalities to split off, but then it's the intentional programming or indoctrination of those parts that are shattering into the belief systems that the handlers or the programmers want them to have. So I want you to be a super soldier. I want you to be a sex slave. I want you to be a politician. And so this is something that's been done throughout history. I mean, even in the Egyptian books of the dead, they have rituals for causing people to dissociate, like dunking people into a can of water with electric eels. So they get electroshocked, like, you know, ancient torture forms and stuff. Well, fast forward to the time of Hitler, they begin to do a lot of science around it. They are also channeling a lot of information from alien groups. I mean, that was a big part of what they were doing. So you see a massive merger with the kind of like the butchery of how to create dissociation in an individual that, you know, different groups would use, the Druids for sure, other, you know, people that were really sold out. Even within Africa, if you look at the witch doctor families and the kind of torture and ritual preparation they put their children through, like dissociation is mandatory to survive that stuff. It goes back thousands of years. But they begin merging with technology. And that merger of technology is what then leans over when Alan Dulles gets the CIA and they begin to run MKUltra, because they're looking at, well, how can we do some studies and advance the technology around this? So they're doing studies with drugs, they're doing studies with mind control, with torture, with this, and other areas as well. So it's a big map. MK stands for mind control with the K. And so that was officially shut down in the 70s, but there were over 100 some projects, and there continue to be projects that led to what we have as present day super soldiers and a lot of others. But I say all that to say, you know, there's a lot of history people can look up and a lot of historians that have done a really good job of mapping different aspects of the story. When we look at how many people have been touched by this, what we have to realize is there are a lot of people that have grown up in families that are highly traumatic environments, okay? They may not be Illuminati families, but they're very, very broken families or incest-based families. And a person growing up in a very, very broken family, an incest-based family, maybe the matriarch or the patriarch of the family is some kind of medicine man or witch doctor or whatever. So there's a witchcraft covering over the family and everything that comes along with that, alcoholism, drug abuse, so on and so forth. Because dissociation is the method by which people survive extremely traumatic backgrounds, you have dissociation in the people coming out of these families, whether or not they were sold into a government project or a member of an actual Illuminati bloodline. So there are a lot of these people, a lot of these people. They have parts and they mask it with terms like bipolar and depression in the medical and psychological community, but really these people are experiencing dissociation and an inability to overcome it because they don't have the right healing modalities available to them, and probably not even Jesus. And even if they do have Jesus, this is something I don't think the church has really understood. So in addition to that, then you have this whole other population of those that were actually sold into the projects, those that those that are coming from bloodline families. And the thing is, as the technology developed over the decades, because iniquity is, and let me explain iniquity this way. There are three terms in the Bible used to describe things that God does not like. One is sin, transgression, and another is iniquity. They're all different words. And I could take you through different verses, and I don't know if that's something your audience is particularly like interested in, but they are presented as three different subjects throughout the Bible, something that not everyone has necessarily explained. And so sin is more like missing the mark, right? You make a mistake, you do the wrong thing. Transgression is committing to that in the eyes of God, but iniquity is a perversion. And it is iniquity that the Bible says will be passed down from the fathers to the children to the third and fourth generation, which means that it's a genetic issue. So when you have so committed to something, whether it's maybe being an adulterer or a womanizer or an alcoholic or a drug addict or whatever it is, and it's like it's part of your identity. It's just who you are, right? As a false identity. That then can be passed on to your children genetically. So your seed, you know, goes in, that child is born, and you could go one generation, right? Alcoholic, next generation, alcoholic, next generation. I mean, that kid has one drink, he's already an alcoholic. And it's like, why? Why did that happen? Well, that's generational iniquity. Well, if you go back to Genesis 6 and we pull a pattern in that, the heavenly powers have been very interested in embedding their DNA into human lines. That's what was happening in Genesis chapter 6. You see the sons of God come into the daughters of men. There's an original incursion of these watchers. And they're having sex with women. They're getting children. They're giants. And this is a very clear picture of that. However, there are many other, as far as I'm aware, incursions of different groups over time, in different areas of the world, different populations, where you see entity groups that are coming in, not human, mixing seed. There are children, there are lines from that. And so iniquity isn't just like a sin pattern. It's also describing the deviation of the human genome from original intent by foreign substances. Now, this is where you end up with bloodline, because the bloodlines, they don't just have human DNA in them. And that's the thing about like the Illuminati. You know, they're pulling on Anunnaki bloodlines, they're pulling on vampire bloodlines, and that's a whole other conversation. They're pulling on all kinds of different things, but a person that has a residue of certain kinds of iniquity, even if they were, say, born into a family that's relatively non-traumatic, because of the technology that they have now, they're able to still access these people largely in their dreams. They're shattering their souls. They're pulling their souls out of their bodies. They're pulling them on board craft. They're pulling them to different bases, laboratories. And people are actually getting programmed out of body and with frequencies now because of vulnerabilities they have through the iniquity in their bloodline and maybe not the actual physical aspect of the projects as they were in the early days. So we're living right now, Tony, in a very unique period of history where there is a lot happening to a lot of people, and most of it, they don't even know how to explain it. So they're not telling people. Or if they do, they're just being told they're crazy, so they shut up quickly. But I get all the frontline stories. Like what I'm telling you has been told to me again and again, explained one way and another. I mean, and it's really sad. But this is the thing, is nothing's too big for God, right? So we're here trying to help people and solve problems. And I'm sure after this interview and you post this, there'll be a whole bunch of people coming to our website, coach.bridemovement.com, to find someone that has been trained to help. Yeah. But so it's a lot. And that's a long way to say, Tony, it's a lot of people. I mean, we're talking maybe 20, 30, 40% of the population on a good day.
You know, I'm glad you just said that because I totally forgot what my initial question was. But I was just sitting here listening. I was like, yeah, keep going, man. I totally hear you. I see where you're coming from. And when I post this, I really do hope that people do go to you guys to seek help if they need that. And you mentioned the bloodlines, which kind of goes to this idea that I wanted to bring up, because I sit here and I observe things. And so, you know, I get, if I look at scripture and I see how things are, the world is supposed to degrade over time. And I see the world that I live in the present moment. And so I tend to have a very bleak outlook on the future. I can be happy as a human being because my joy is with the Lord. But the way the world's going, I don't have a bright look on it. And I see these different people as I look around that seem to have a generational direction, it's celebrities. So it seems like, for instance, Elon Musk, I don't know much about his mother, but his mother was from South Africa. And I think she was a model or something like that. And she was very famous. And then she just so happens to give birth to a supposed super genius person who is doing all these amazing things in the world and becomes the richest man in the world. And you see that over and over again. And you think, at first you think, okay, so, you know, if dad's or mom's successful, the chances of the kid being more successful is high. But then you start looking at the frequency of it. And, you know, it's like, I know a lot of people in my everyday life who have very successful parents, and they're nowhere close to what their parents turned out to be. And I look at these Hollywood circles and these celebrities, and it just seems like it's a rite of passage. Is that like a bloodline thing, do you think?
Well, yeah. I mean, bloodline has a lot to do with everything. That, number one, your bloodline will carry both blessings and curses, but it also works like gates of access. It's so depending on what's in your DNA, it's going to depend on what kind of sources of power have access to you. I mean, that's how the world works, right? I mean, if you follow the nobility of Europe, it's the same people. I mean, you have like a few families that literally just go into all the different countries and set up kings and queens, and then they keep marrying each other in cycles. Like those are the royal families. You know, they have similar symbols in their crests, and it is a bloodline. There's a lot that comes on this bloodline conversation. You know, the more that I observe the way the world works, I don't see hard work and intelligence ranking at the top of the list of what determines if a person is successful. Like there's a level of that that's true, but then there's a level of it that has a lot more to do with what transacts in the spirit world around a person, what groups or entities back a person, and where is their power sitting relative to someone else's power. You know, a lot of times historically, when you see transitions of governments, like major nations, like toppling, right, and people getting slaughtered, and then the few that are left are grafted into a new society, it's not just a change in government in the natural, it's a change in government in the spirit. It's like, no, now you have to worship those people's gods, and now you have to follow these customs. And there's always this other level that needs to be considered, you know. I know that, like, even where I'm sitting now, like in the body of Christ, so to speak, and just in our level of influence, it's been signed off on, like in the spirit world. Like I know that there are things that God is trusting me with, which is why I'm able to enjoy the level of influence that, like, we are. It's just there's a release on that. And it's not just my hard work, intelligence, and ethic. It's like, no, there's a partnership with the spirit world. So yeah, I mean, that's the whole thing about like the Illuminati bloodlines. And I'm not saying that Elon Musk is clearly a Romanoff or a Rockefeller. And I haven't done his family map, and, you know, but it definitely, this is a big part of the conversation, you know, and at a certain level, there are gatekeepers that are going to either let you in the club or they're going to keep you out of the club. And he's in the billionaire club.
Indeed he is. And he's flexing it too these days.
Well, and you know, I mean, honestly, say what you want about him. I mean, I'm applauding some of what he's doing.
Oh yeah, of course.
Thank God for the Twitter files. That's been fun, right?
Oh, absolutely. Entertaining and all. I think so I get this sense from him because like I don't like the Neuralink stuff. I don't like the fact that he's a big proponent of transhumanism. But then there's the, you know, hey, you should be allowed to say what you want. And it's just like, I feel like Elon does what he feels is right and is supposed to be done in the world. And because he has the money to back it up, he can follow it through with action where everybody else just speaks it and they just say, oh, the world should be this way. And he's like, the world should be this way. And I have the money to back it up. So let's do it that way. And so I used him as an example, but he's a very weak example, at the time of this recording, a very prevalent one in the culture that we're in. A better example, and this might actually be a great way to segue into a different line of talking, is Anderson Cooper and his mother. Right? And so, I mean, yeah. Like he's a great example of, you know, who your mother is and what she's involved in, and then how you benefit from that moving forward in life. And I imagine, I don't think he is going to have kids, but if he had kids, he would probably be passing on the beneficiaries of that stuff to them as well, if you want to call it that. I personally wouldn't want to be involved in that. But his mom, from what I remember, has ties to the Mothers of Darkness, right?
Well, yes, that's absolutely right. And of course, his mother is Gloria Vanderbilt. And I mean, if you do a search on her, I mean, there are some scary pictures of his mom. You just look at it and like, oh, okay. Yeah. But I mean, the Vanderbilt, like as a family name, that is definitely in league with what you would call an Illuminati like bloodline. You know, they're connected at very high levels. Which would also explain why Anderson Cooper has continued to be so successful. It's a real thing. And you wanted me to share some things on the Mothers of Darkness. And, you know, I did a podcast on this, which I think is the one you landed on, right? And it was with Jesse Sabotar, which she was going by Jane at the time, because when I think I was the first person to interview her. I don't think she did any interviews before me. And so she didn't want to put her public name out there yet. So if anyone was to go back and look for Discovering Truth with Dan Duvall, it would be Jane, not Jesse. But it was her information, you know. And here's the thing, right? What is the Illuminati? The Illuminati is really a collection of bloodlines that are working in league with Lucifer to bring about a new world order. And his objectives for this planet and the cosmos at large. And so in this category, you find a lot of surnames that are recognizable: DuPont, Rockefeller, Rothschild, you know, and we know them largely by what they represent to us, which is, you know, the banking system or our industry here through the Rockefellers, you know, banking families that are the United States based, industry leaders like and the royal family, like the Windsor, like that would also fall into that category as well. And these people have a hierarchy, and when she came on the podcast, she described it like a giant corporation. Interestingly enough, you know, I think everything kind of has moved in that direction. You don't really have so many sovereign states. Even the United States of America is really a corporation. With a president, a corporation with a president, because a corporation is an entity, right? And so the Illuminati is organized very well, and the Mothers of Darkness is part of that organized hierarchy within the Illuminati structure with these different families and their respective surnames. With that said, you know, one thing that I always say right out the gate when we talk about the Illuminati, people don't get recruited to the Illuminati just because they are evil or they've read the Satanic Bible. Like, it's not that simple. They don't recruit. It's either you are a bloodliner and you are part of them because of birth, or you're not. Now, you can get power in the kingdom of darkness. You can move up the ranks in certain organizations like the Freemasons and different things. But to really be considered in this elite group, it's a birth thing, right? And so the Mothers of Darkness sit pretty close to the top, if not at the top, of the Illuminati hierarchy, according to Jesse. And what she said when she came on my podcast was essentially that they are five thrones that sit right under Satan as the CEO. They are the crone, the mother, and the maid. And so these are three main offices, and then there are two others that sit on thrones, and that comprises five thrones of the Mothers of Darkness. And the crone is the highest ranking one, and she'll be like Satan's right hand. So this immediately helps the person that is understanding the hierarchy understand the Illuminati is a merger between the spirit world and the physical 3D world. They're not just evil people sitting at a table saying, hey, let's just come up with a bad idea and kill people. Like, no, they're working with higher intelligences, cosmic groups, and entities of various classes under Satan to bring about an agenda. And the truth is, not all of the Illuminati families are even on the same side when it comes to sub-issues. Some of them are warring factions, so to speak, and that's a different conversation. But the Mothers of Darkness represent what they believe to be the triune goddess, and their purpose is to draw people into the worship of the goddess and the beast. So they're tasked with knowing the entire system of the Illuminati, and apparently they do a lot of gift testing, which are testing for spiritual gifts within people that are going to be, you know, trained and programmed and initiated into the Illuminati structure. And these offices are passed from one generation to the next through ritual killings and subsequent cannibalism. So that's the kind of like the crux of what she shared. And when she came on my podcast, she definitely talked about, because she was being prepared for this, because her grandmother was a Mother of Darkness. And so that was her story. It's like, no, I was being groomed. This was my training. And anyone can go back and listen to her testimony about that. But I want to add that one of the interesting things is that even though there seems to be these five chairs at the top of the Illuminati structure sitting right under Satan, I meet survivors of ritual abuse that have Mother of Darkness parts or alters, alternate personalities, which is an interesting thing, because there can't be this many people having like five thrones, right? If there's only five, but there's survivors of ritual abuse all over the place that have Mother of Darkness parts that can surface. And they're often very evil and wicked, completely committed to Satan, and so on and so forth. But they claim that that office, Mother of Darkness, that there's actually something even more profound going on than the holding of these five specific offices, five specific people in the world at any given time doing this job. And I have my theories about why that happens, which we could talk about. But, you know, you'd let me know. And I'll just say one other thing that was very interesting for me when we were having our conversation about this, because she dropped a bomb. And there is a castle over in Europe known as the Mothers of Darkness Castle. And people can look that up. And I think it would be the assumption of most of us, myself included, that, well, if there's a Mothers of Darkness class, it's probably where the Mothers of Darkness get together and do their rituals and gift testing and everything else. Apparently not. Apparently they do it somewhere else.
I bet you've probably been to the doctor's office in the past few months. I bet you had to hand over personal info, like your insurance, your ID, maybe even your social security number. And I bet you weren't thinking about how your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal information. If any one of them isn't careful, it's a good bet they could accidentally expose your details to hackers and identity theft, putting you at risk. Fortunately, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back, with plans covering up to $3 million for stolen funds and expenses. Don't take chances with your personal info. Help protect it even when it's out of your hands. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code IHEART. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is a topic that I found fascinating years ago, and it kind of really opened my eyes to the depth of the structure of how this other side of reality operates. It's I think when I first started talking about this stuff and looking into it, actually, let me just say it this way. When I first started looking into it and then talking about it, I didn't know where to go with it, because there's a lot of surface level information out there. There's, you know, the Illuminati is everything, and then it puts you in this position where it's like, it's Illuminati anything. And when I heard her talk and share the things that she was sharing, it really hit home for me that there really is a spiritual war going on that spills over into this, whatever you want to call it, reality. And there are people who are consciously actively operating in these wars and these realms, and they quite often do have positions of authority in this world. And you know, I could go into my thoughts as to why I think that is, but why do you think that is, like, or maybe why you know that is? Why is it that, you know, there are, is it going back to the bloodlines where it's just like people are born for this, and so they're groomed into these positions of leadership throughout the world and stuff because that's just what they were born to do?
Yes, that's a big part of it. Gosh, that is such a big question, you know, and because it's a multifaceted question. Like, there's a side of it where, you know, there is a grooming, there's a preparation, there's an education. So there's a capacity to hold certain positions that maybe not everyone can do such a good job at, you know. I mean, it's not a good idea to try to be a business executive of a multinational corporation with a high school degree. Like, you kind of want an MBA level education to do that job. And so there are certain jobs that require certain grooming. I mean, even from just a very basic, plain perspective. Also access to resources, like anyone that's trying to put together something from nothing realizes the journey that it takes to put together staff and get people organized and get people on the same page. And it's like, well, how do you get a whole nation of people on the same page? And if you're going to change that, how do you change the minds of millions of people at the same time and get them on a different page? So some of it's sustained by culture. Some of it is sustained by, the belief system of the people. Like, if they're ruling class families, you know, it's like the people in that nation may just believe, well, this is the family that rules us. We're ruled by the Romanovs, and we accept this type of government. We're in the Ming dynasty, and the Ming family rules China. We accept that government. Like, so the people participate, and then there are powers in the heavens that are behind that family that also reinforce it. And so there are, like, many layers in the natural and into the spirit that determine, like, how this system is held in place. And so it's always a major deal when you see a whole government topple. I mean, that there's a lot going on in the natural and in the spirit. It's a huge deal when something like that happens. But yes, I mean, at the end of the day, we do see, like in our world, right, that those that have chosen to partner with Satan and Lucifer, they, and this is largely because I think the children of God, that is the believers that serve Jesus and really have access to the true power, have been blinded to their purpose. We've been told, you know, stay out of government, pray for your politicians, so all of the Illuminati politicians do the right thing. Don't run for office. You know, if you start a business, just keep in mind that, you know, you're going to be second to Walmart supply chain, because that's just how the world works. Like you got to bow the knee to what exists, because they know what they're doing and we clearly don't. And you know, God just wants us to be humble and poor so that we're holier anyway. Like there's so many mindsets that the people that follow Jesus have been given that are actually long lines from Satan himself, because he wants to castrate his opposition. So because it's been, I think largely, and so I'm an out of the box thinker, right, first of all, and I'm also a bit of a revolutionary. So please track with me here. I actually believe that a lot of the reason why the Illuminati has gotten as far as they have is because the body of Christ, Christians, those that have access to Jesus Christ and true power, have not understood what they are capable of. And they've been locked out of it by their belief system, like for hundreds and hundreds of years. First, it was the Catholic system that really, I mean, suppressed even like knowledge. You couldn't even read a Bible or get educated unless you were in a certain group, like the Dark Age stuff. And then coming through the Enlightenment, there's, you know, some transitions, but largely this overwhelming poverty mentality, this powerless thing, you know, people didn't even believe in gifts of the Spirit for a long time until more recently. And then now those are like different groups in the body of Christ. It's like, oh yeah, there's no power. No, we believe there is power. And at the far end of the spectrum, there's like me, it's like, no, Jesus Christ is the King of glory. He's the King of heaven, the King of earth. He owns everything. And by the way, it's time to take back what the devil stole. Well, as a company of people arises on that level, you're going to see a transition of power, which is what I am working on in the spirit and what I train others to do and believe with prayer resources and tools. And the natural part of that includes our own personal deliverance, inner healing, the cleaning up of our own bloodline iniquity, so the devil doesn't have those backdoor access points to pound us into the ground, as we do take high level territory. And it will happen. There's going to be a massive transition in our generation. That's prophetic, but it will happen. And you know, so yeah, I mean, that's what I can say for now.
Oh man, that just keep going, man. You got me all fired up. You got me all fired up. I'm ready to roll. Where do I sign up? And give me it all. Give me it all right now.
You know, look, let me say this. There's a passage in Isaiah chapter 60. It says, "Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth and deep darkness the people, but the Lord will arise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you. The Gentiles shall come to your light and kings to the brightness of your rising." This is like my more recently, just like my motto. It's just, you know, yeah, there's deep darkness in the earth as we go into these last days, as we go into this age of transhumanism, interface with the cloud and quantum computing, people getting abducted by alien entities and crafting the secret space program because they have been shattered in projects and their consciousness is being pulled out and put on alternate timelines. And deep darkness. But the glory of the Lord will be upon me and nations will come to my light and kings to the brightness of my rising, because I'm in Christ. And there is a wisdom from God that's superior to the wisdom of the enemy. You know, the devil is in a double bind. Jesus is the Alpha and the Omega. He's the beginning and the end. The devil's caught in the middle. He's in a double bind. There's no way out for him. He loses. And I'm in Christ, so I win. And the thing is like, no, I'm here to definitely remind him of that as often as possible. Things that I remind people all the time, I say, it's a good day to give the devil a bad day. Like, that's how I wake up every day. I'm like, how can I give the devil a bad day today? Because, you know, there's a lot of dark. I mean, there's just so many targets, and this is what heaven is doing. It's not even like Dan DeVolve's like kooky idea. Like, no, it's like, this is what God is doing. Like, you're talking about bloodlines that have ruled the earth, and with a heavy iniquity and heavy demonic energy and agenda trading through them for hundreds and thousands of years. And then you have this generation that comes, and suddenly God is like, now you're all going to wake up. You're going to realize that you are members of the royal family, the household of God. You have more power than they do. And you have my DNA. And that's one of the things that's so beautiful, right? Because we're coming into an age where people are coming. I mean, and that's the whole iniquity conversation. Transhumanism is simply a technological advancement on the iniquity conversation. So you put iniquity in the bloodline through sex with foreign entities, bestiality, drug use, alcoholism, witchcraft, all this. You put on board iniquity, murder, rape, torture, you know. And you're perverting the human nature in that bloodline from one generation to the next, to the next. But then you have Jesus Christ who comes in, lamb that was slain. You know, he had perfect DNA. He was a perfect sacrifice. He was 100% God, 100% man. He died for our sins. He was raised again to life. And then he puts his life into us. And the Bible says, we bow our knee to the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, whom no family in heaven or on earth is named. So we are adopted into the family of God, right? But that adoption doesn't mean we keep our old nature. Like, we get a new nature. And the whole thing about actualizing the finished work of Jesus Christ is that your physical DNA changes as Jesus is delivering you from the iniquity of your bloodline and past generations. And that's what we're expert at Prime Minister. We're getting people delivered of everything from vampire genetics to reptilian genetics to Anunnaki genetics. People have all this stuff. They have all this stuff because, you know, these bloodlines have all kinds of offshoots, and the human population is really screwed up right now. And it's the time. It's the time and the season. And as that's happening, you know, every person that gets set free from this system of control is another loss of power for the kingdom of darkness, which is the beauty. Like, you know, you go after the one, but then the whole, foundation of the kingdom of darkness gets shaken, and when one becomes 100, and 100 become 1,000, and you have tens and hundreds of thousands of people having their DNA actualized according to the finished work of Jesus Christ to a redeemed state, like, the kingdom of darkness is getting wiped out, and the bloodline families, because they pull power from the, like, this is like. I don't know how to explain this. This is high-level spiritual conversation right now. But they get power because of agreement. And some of that agreement exists in what is maintained within the human domain. So I'll give you one example, and then I don't even know where this is going to go. But I'll give you one example, and this involves cloning. So you know, there are clones. We're just going to just state that as a fact, right? And they've been making clones for years. And if you want to argue with me, that's fine. I won't be available. Call my secretary. there are clones, and clones are not just physical. Clones are also astral, right? And so just like you can clone a physical body, you can clone a soul part. And the human design is body, soul, and spirit. I'm not even talking about spirit right now, but I'm focusing mostly on the soul. So the soul is mind, will, and emotions that is conscious and processing life and data at the surface of the physical body, seeing through the eyes, hearing through the ears, engaging this world, emotional response, so on and so forth. So the soul can be shattered, fragmented, and those fragments can become alternate personalities or parts. We would expand that to shards, splinters, fragments, and even break it down into specifics, RNA, DNA, and something we call essence, which is life. And then, you get these parts on the inside, and they'll have forms. They'll look like you or someone else, but they'll be of your DNA, and they can be taken into laboratories in the astral plane, either inside or outside of the body, and cloned. And so those clones will have that DNA, and they will also have maybe some foreign substances. And they can be used for all kinds of nefarious purposes. So the astral clones are definitely used to get power. So here's one way this is being done. Hillary Clinton, before, and this actually happened in the year she ran against Donald Trump, was one of my Illuminati defector clients. And this was not the original person I worked with, someone else. And he had a Hillary Clinton cloning center on the inside of his, what we would call a system, but it was in his subconscious. But it's real. It's real on the astral plane. And if you were to go inside of his system, you would encounter this massive cloning facility, a big laboratory. And in that, they were cloning Hillary Clinton. And then they were exporting, as strange as this sounds, those Hillary Clinton clones all over the planet into different people's systems. And as people harbored those Hillary Clinton clone soul parts in them, she was getting power from that. So we collapsed the cloning center. We hacked the astral computers with the help of the angels, took all the data, sent off massive angels all over the world to basically collapse the entire agenda, collect all the Hillary clone parts. And it was, you know, a really big deal. But yeah, she dropped in the polls. I mean, you know, like the next day, like even leading up to the Trump versus Hillary, like there were so many things I got caught up in the spirit that I can't say on this podcast. It just wouldn't make any sense like that, what I just shared. But it happened. And, you know, so by that corporate agreement being diminished because of highly complex spiritual entanglement stuff that happens, there's a reduction of power. Well, as you know, she's getting into these people all over the world with their clones because there's back doors of access through iniquity. If the iniquity wasn't there, they wouldn't be able to build the portals and the gates to wormhole them through to like from his system out. So that kind of rounds out the conversation. What I'm saying is, as people get cleansed and healed in Jesus Christ, like they are shutting down the power that the Illuminati has to pull on through their personal deliverance. It's amazing. And in that way, you see a lot of good happening because not only do people get healed, they get peace, they get joy back, they get their mind back. That's what we're all about. They get their freedom back. At the same time, yeah, these ruling bloodlines that have been ruling because of the evil that they trade with lose power. And we're setting up for a massive transition of power, which we will see in this generation, I promise you.
Well, I can't wait to see it for sure. I'll tell you, so I've never heard of cloning like that before. That's absolutely fascinating to hear. I had a show with a guy a long time ago. He's one of my most popular guests. His name is Charlie from episode 122. That episode kind of put me on the map for extra weird. And he's a former military guy, and he talked about what he went through in the military. Retrieving a downed aircraft, he had to get data off of it. And when he went inside, the language was unknown. He was told by a scientist with him that it was Enochian. And the scientist told him it's a demon language. And all the weird things that happened to him on this journey. Well, I've kept in touch with him over the years. Him and I text probably once every other month or something. And he will send me interesting things at times. Because he has an intelligence background from the military, and he still works in that field, just not in the United States. When he got out of the military, this situation scared him so bad, he left the country and he hasn't been back. And he will send me things sometimes. And the one time he sent me, he told me to check out a website, and it was a website for cloning. And he's like, check this out. And actually, people listening right now, if they think I'm lying, you can go fact check this with the Hollow Sky podcast guys, because they were on the line with me when we were all talking together. And so cloning is something that absolutely happens. It's been happening. They flaunted it in the 90s about cloning a sheep. Well, they were doing it before they were ready to tell you publicly. So this is something that's been going on for a very long time. I guess my last question for you before we wrap things up is, what do your parents think of you? Like, you know, like, I, like, Like, I mean, my parents never thought I'd grow up to do what I do for a living. And so, I mean, what was the transition like for you? You know, I mean, I'm assuming your parents didn't raise you to talk about the Illuminati, or did they?
I mean, no, you know, I grew up in a Christian household. My parents are proud of me. You know, I mean, despite how weird I think, they see the journey. They see that I had to really commit, that I went through a long season of trial. You know, there was a lot of a time that I spent very unsuccessful. Nothing seemed to be moving, but I didn't quit on God. God certainly didn't quit on me. And then they've seen the fruits over the years. Because, look, my brand isn't measured in weirdness on a Richter scale. It's measured in changed lives. And I am leaving behind a trail of thousands and thousands of changed lives as a result of where I'm tracking with the Lord. I mean, people that come into our ministry, they have real fruit. They see real change. And, you know, my parents, they see that. They're proud of that. And I mean, my mom actually signed up and went through my entire year-long DID coach mentorship training program the first year I did it. I mean, she even uses some of my stuff. She works for like a counseling center or whatever, but she uses some of my stuff when she's helping people there. And, you know, it's good.
That's awesome, man. That's awesome. Yeah. I remember going home and I was getting into these topics of conversation with people online, like on Facebook. And I remember going home to my parents' house, me and my wife. We got married at 21. I was in my early to mid-20s. And I started talking to them about all this weird stuff. And I was like, man, my parents are going to think I'm crazy. And it turns out my dad's a truck driver as well. And he's like, oh, I listen to Coast every night. And he starts talking about all these different things. And he's like, hey, you know, like, I'm not even lying to you, man. Like, I had L.A. Marzulli on my show for episode 18. And the reason why that happened is because my dad pointed L.A. Marzulli at me. He's like, you should have L.A. Marzulli on your show and all that stuff. So I was just like, oh, wow. Okay. So I'm not being rejected by my family, which is great. So now, and it's also empowering in that sense too, just because you always know you have somewhere to fall back on. It could be lonely, you know, doing this kind of stuff and talking about this stuff. People say, what do you do for a living? Well, how long do you have? And so it's nice to know that you can fall back on family and they got your back. And that's what I've just been blessed with parents that I can fall back on. My brother's coming down here in a few weeks to work for me. My wife works on all this stuff with me. It's just been a real family thing and it's been a blessing for us. And so I don't know, I was sitting here listening to you talk and stuff. And I just, the question popped in my head. I was like, I wonder what his parents think, you know? So.
Well, here's a mystery of what God is doing. It's just so incredible, right? So, yeah, like I think about it. If I did this podcast with you in 2005, forget about it, right? But here we are in 2023 now. You know, I'm doing what I'm doing, my friend. And we just had our annual conference, right? So our ministry, church, we do an annual conference. We started in 2018. We started with 40 people. We just had our event at the Woodlands Resort, Woodlands, Texas, which is one of the top 3 5-star resorts in Texas. We booked it out. We had over 500 registered, no headline speakers. People are here for this, for Jesus in this conversation. Like they're coming, they're ready. It's a different time. We're just in a whole different period of time. And that's something I've had to catch up to. It's like, no, what was like strange, weird, and clearly conspiracy theory, like even 10, 15 years ago, now is wanted.
Yeah.
It's what they want. It's what people want. People are like, I'm ready.
Yeah. You know what? It's because the world's so weird and bizarre on the surface. Like anybody who thinks for themselves just a little bit, they're like, this doesn't make sense. So maybe these conspiracy things would help it define more. And when you have your own government coming out saying we're in possession of craft that didn't originate on Earth, like it's grafting normalization of these topics into the society that we live in. And so I totally see what you're saying, and it makes a lot of sense. listen, before we get out of here, let people know where they can find you again before we wrap things up.
Easy. People can find us at bridemovement.com. If they want to book a coach, someone that I've trained to, because I talk triggered you and you want some help, coach.bridemovement.com. I would recommend visiting our deliverance portal, which is deliverance.bridemovement.com as well. These are just tools and resources available. And of course, our podcast and store and other stuff is at dandeval.com. So there you go.
Awesome. Well, links will be in the description of this episode. And I just want to say congratulations on the kid. It's what, a year now or so?
Yeah, he's my son is 20 months.
Yeah. I tuned in for your last episode where you guys were saying goodbye. And I was remembered that this past week. I was like, oh, it's been about a year or so. But that's awesome. I have two myself, a 5-year-old and a 2-year-old. And it's been great. I love it. So anyways, I'll talk to you next time, man. I hope there will be a next time.
Sounds good. Send me an email.
Well, that's the show, everybody. I really hope you enjoyed it. If you did enjoy, please share the show with your friends. I don't care where or how you share the show. Just share the show if you enjoyed it. That's the best thing you can do to help the show grow. Share the freaking show. All right, friends. Thanks a lot for being here. Until next week, stay safe, take care, and remember, the truth will set you free, but first it'll piss you off. Bye.
I bet you've probably been to the doctor's office in the past few months. I bet you had to hand over personal info, like your insurance, your ID, maybe even your social security number. And I bet you weren't thinking about how your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal information. If any one of them isn't careful, it's a good bet they could accidentally expose your details to hackers and identity theft, putting you at risk. Fortunately, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back, with plans covering up to $3 million for stolen funds and expenses. Don't take chances with your personal info. Help protect it even when it's out of your hands. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code IHEART. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Chances are, you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info, and if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.